There we go. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Allie Rosen, joined by
Kyle Street. How are you guys doing?
Welcome to Cranberry Juice Cocktail Redux. This is, I think that's how you pronounce it. This is the new Cranberry Juice Cocktail, the freeform. Aiden went off to do his own thing, so forget what time he is, but make sure you check out his program. One sec while I adjust the headphones. Kyle will talk for a bit, too. Introduce yourself, Kyle.
I am Kyle Street, and I had a show last semester that people probably didn't listen to. It was classic rock, but here I am this semester.
Well, in one of the
end of the semester.
End of the semester. We took a long time to get our act together, but
you know, I'm an easy guy to schedule, obviously.
But yeah. Very easy guy, you know. We've been planning this for a while.
Yeah, but here we are, ready to go.
All right. So let's get some music running. What are you feeling right now? Oh, I'm so sad we didn't get to do animatronic dinosaurs this morning because Animatronic Dinosaurs is my other morning show about movies, and there's this new horror movie I'm going to watch tonight that looks so good.
What
it's
movie?
Called The Monster.
Oh my God, I saw a show for that last night.
You did?
It looks so good.
It looks so good. He made a movie before called The Strangers that I love, and I'm a huge fan of horror movies.
Huge is a bit of an understatement of the valley. He's he's quite the fan.
I mean, we have a bigger following for this show despite the fact that it hasn't been on all semester. I'm texting somebody right now. This is very bad of me. All right. Let's just kind of, I'm trying to throw something on that I know doesn't have, bad lyrics in it.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Let's start with some, I know what I'm going to do. This is a song. Keeping with the movie theme, this is a song called Montage. It is from Swiss Army Man, the movie, which I need to see again. It was so good. All right, so throwing on the song Montage from Swiss Army Man. I totally sounded like Kate McKinnon there. I am an auxiliary one. I haven't done this in so long.
I haven't done this in literally a year. Wait, no, a semester, I mean.
Thank you. What did you think of that?
I've never heard that song before, but I enjoyed that. Like the little drum break in the middle.
Yeah, it's boom. It's weird. So it's like, I think there's, I don't know this is a fact, but there was a thing that they were saying that entire movie's score was versions of Cotton Eye Joe.
I can picture that, actually. Wow.
Which is also weird, too, because I think Cotton Eye Joe is supposed to be, like, incredibly racist.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those ones that, oh, it's Cotton Eye Joe. Everyone loves the Cotton Eye Joe. No, it's actually a incredibly, like, has tons of racist undertones. It's yeah, about
it's not good.
Isn't it about a African-American, like, traveler who comes into a town and rapes all these women?
I'm pretty sure that is what it's about. Jeez. I'm not 100% sure, but that sounds, that rings a bell.
What were they thinking? That's so wrong.
I mean, it's a pretty old song.
Yeah.
But still.
Oops. Yeah, no.
It's on the planet every party ever.
Yeah, no kidding. People are, oh, it's so, it's, everyone thinks it plays off as so innocent, but nope.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, on a less, say, uninnocent note, I would say. Oh, no, on a completely different note, considering that new cranberry juice cocktail is a lot more free form, we're going to jump into some Red Hot Chili Peppers. And from their new album, The Getaway, this is The Longest Wave.
It's red hot, guys.
It is. It's hot. I'll give it that. It's got a really good chorus.
A boomerang sky. Whatever you do, don't tell me why. Poppies grow tall and say bye-bye. The wave is here. A seamless little team and then we're tanked. I guess we're not so sacrosanct. The tip of my tongue, but then we're blank. The wave is here. Waiting on the wind to tell my side. Your skin from the seat of my car. Two centipedes stuck in one glass jar. The longest wave. Waiting on the wind to tell my side. What you want. What you need. Do you love. Maybe I'm the right one. Maybe I'm the wrong. Just another play. Whatever you do, don't close that gap. I'm dreaming of a woman, but she's just my nap. Your ship is in, waiting on the tide so I can swim. What you want? Just another.
Hey, how was that? How was that, Kyle?
That was a good time. I don't listen to much Red Hot Chili Peppers. The most stuff I know by them is their older stuff.
Okay.
So that was a little new for me, but I really enjoyed it.
I got started with the Red Hot Chili Peppers around Stadium Arcadium. It was actually one of the first few albums I got for like myself. My parents got it for me, but like it was one of the first ones like, this is my album. Like the other one's my dad. I listened to my dad's music.
Okay, got it.
And like this was like the album. Well, Stadium Arcadium was the album like I wanted to listen to them. My dad would always show me music for me to listen to, and Stadium Arcadium was one that, like, no, I want to listen to this. It was the second one. The first one was American Idiot by Green Day.
Okay. Yeah. No, American Idiot I always loved. In case you guys don't know, because I think we should make it known, Allie and I have a widely different taste in music.
We do.
Which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
so interesting.
I think it is. I mean, my taste is probably more, alternative. I go across. I like classic rock. I like things. I like not listening to the same genre.
Okay, that makes sense.
ADHD kind of flows into the music. I like listening to a pop song and then an alternative song and then classic rock and then rap all back around again.
See, for me, I listen to anything from the 60s to the 80s. So that includes classic rock, but it also includes Motown. Anything, really. I mean, really anything that came out of those eras I'll listen to. Other than some really bad 80s pop. There's some 80s pop I won't listen to.
One thing to let everybody know, if you want to make a song request, just comment on the post, the Facebook post on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Comment on the most recent post. We will do our best to play songs that are listed there. Like we said, Cranberry Juice Cocktails. Now it's whatever you want. Like,
yeah.
We'll play any kind of genre outside of like screamo, classical, and can't have swear words.
Yeah, unfortunately, no swear words.
This is the radio,
we'll
folks.
We'll get in trouble.
And also, we don't have the time to find radio edits of everything.
Yeah.
Ah, shucks. But we do have access to all music.
That is true.
Even YouTube, even though we don't want to.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
But we will if we have to.
Whew. Okay, so do you have a song to play?
Yeah, you know what? I'll play a song.
All right, let's hear a song from Kyle. This is Kyle's little iPhone plug-in.
Let's do it.
All right. Yo, what are we listening to right now, Kyle?
Oh, this could be Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah. I love the Foo Fighters. I saw them live.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we were just talking about how Dave Grohl, during one of his concerts, breaks his leg and then...
Oh, and then continues to perform on stage while an ambulance operator is working on his leg.
Like, that's so cool.
Falls off the stage, breaks the leg, and then continues the concert sitting down while his leg is being...
Yeah, because it would be, it wouldn't be fair to his fans. And then continued to play the entire tour in a giant throne.
Oh, yeah. A giant throne because he couldn't physically walk around on stage.
Like, what a great guy. And the Foo Fighters, if even if you don't like that kind of music, you just, like, love the fact that the Foo Fighters exist. They, the Westboro Baptist Church, which is a very famous group that dislikes certain things, it's very political, but the Foo Fighters did is they drove up on a giant truck and blasted Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what they do. That's so good. Oh, I love those guys.
Never gonna give you up.
So the next song is, once again, a total flip-flop of genre, jumping into the pop genre.
We're flipping flopping.
We're flippity flopping flop. So this is a song by Olly Murs. It is 2013, I believe. There's some controversy around this because Meghan Trainor had the song... Dear Future Husband, and it literally steals Olly Murs' beat perfectly. Yeah. And it was like, it bugged me. It bugged me a lot. Especially because this song is just better than Meghan Trainor's version.
Very true. I mean, I've got nothing against Meghan Trainor, but...
Oh, yeah, I liked her first album. I think her second album is a little too preachy.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah. All right, so let's drop Dance With Me Tonight by Olly Murs. Woo! Oh, bye. Pushed the wrong one. Sorry, everybody. Whoop.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special treat for you today. I'm gonna call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie! Let's go, man.
My name is Ollie. Nice to meet you. Can I tell you, baby? Look around. There's a whole lot of pretty ladies, but none like you. You shot so bright.
Come on now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on. Take a light that. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now bring it on back. To dance with me tonight. Everybody, come on now. Yeah. Girl, just close your eyes. We could dance all through the night. And I just want you.
great. That was fun.
I had a good time.
That was a good time.
I love those little sax lines.
I think anytime a pop artist puts saxophone into a song, they're just doing it right.
Oh, definitely. And being a saxophonist myself,
I'm a big fan. Boo! 10 years for me. I mean, Kyle here knows a million instruments.
17 to be exact. A million's a little stretching it.
Including every strange form of both the clarinet and the saxophone.
This is a fact.
He's shoot. Have you seen Sing Street?
Yeah.
You are literally that one guy. What's his kid?
Oh, yeah.
Eamon.
Eamon.
Oh my God! What did that scene where he's there and he's like playing all the instruments all at once?
I love that guy. That was a good movie.
Oh yeah, Sing Street. We should play some Sing Street. We're gonna play some Sing Street tonight.
Okay, let's do it.
I haven't listened to that sound. Oh, that was like the soundtrack for the end of my summer this year.
Okay.
Because I watched it for the first time the end of summer when I was on a road trip with my family, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, and I showed it to them and they loved it, and like just I would listen to that soundtrack for the rest of the summer and for the start of this of college, and so like
pretty good soundtrack.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So we're gonna definitely play some of that tonight. But before that, throwing back to some California vibes, we have the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations.
The Beach Boys. This is not Marky Mark.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations.
Those are some good vibrations, I gotta say. So yeah, I love the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys are arguably one of the best. I don't know how to speak English right now. Best harmonized groups of all time.
Yeah, me and my friend David were discussing what are some of the best falsetto voices ever. I would put Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I was about to be really bad. I'd say Brian Adams. I would have just left. I would have said, okay, I'm out of radio. Bye, guys.
I bet I would have continued to play Brian Adams.
Maybe we'll play some Brian Adams. Who knows? But yeah, no. Brian Wilson, yeah, is one of the best falsetto voices of all time. And I cannot multitask for my life. He does it. Beach Boys, though, I think always have a false sense of what California is. People are like, oh yeah, California has sunshines and surfing and everything you want. And then they get there and like, wait, it's cloudy up here in the north.
I understand what you're saying now. Yeah.
It's a false sense of what California, especially Northern California, is. But I still love it and reminds me of home.
It's a great time.
It is a great time.
For him, because he's from there, but it's a
up time. Next will be a bunch of... Yeah, do you want to throw... Actually, why don't you throw something on? Do you have something ready?
Yeah, I got something ready.
All right. So,
weirdly enough, it's a little bit similar to the Beach Boys vibe, but let's do it.
Let's do it.
Here is Who Loves You by the Four Seasons.
Who loves you?
All right.
I'm going to love you.
Oh, you are? I'm going to love everyone. Here, Kyle, I will throw the next part on.
Okay.
Because it's all I have it running on my computer already. And so we're going to change of pace here. Not really a change of pace. Change of what we thought we were going to do. We're just going to throw some more Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on because it just sounds so good.
It's freaking Frankie Valli, guys.
Yeah, I think you guys will. This is probably one of the more famous Frankie Valli songs.
It's probably the second most famous
right Frankie Valli song. Big Girls Don't Cry, right?
What?
Wait, no, Sherry. Sorry. Oh, Big Girls Don't Cry is a completely different...
Okay, no. We're going for more of a talk now. Just a couple more seconds. No. Number one famous Frankie Valli song of all time. Not Four Seasons, Frankie Valli.
Oh, okay.
Is Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I thought if you take the Four Seasons, I wouldn't say that this next song is the Four Seasons most famous.
It is. It's the number one best selling Four Seasons song.
All right. Then I eat my words.
The other Four Seasons songs are very famous, which were their first songs. Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, and Walk Like a Man.
All right.
Those three songs are famous, but this one... This is still famous today.
This is the famous one.
Yeah, it's still on the radio and stuff. All right.
Here you guys go. We're not even going to tell you what the song is. You're just going to hear it.
I mean, everyone's going to know it, right?
Right. Well,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We got a little lit in the theater, and not in the theater. Wow. We're in the radio station. Guys. We're in the theater, everybody. Surprise.
Theater.
Hey, Kyle here, Mr. Do you actually do theater?
I do a lot of theater.
You do a lot of theater. Yeah. I don't see the marquee players though.
That's because I'm conducting the marquee players.
Hey.
You know, it's gonna be lit, fam.
You friggin' fam's music major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's official now.
It is? Welcome to the fans department.
I dropped Calc 3. I withdrew. Last Monday. It was a bad time. Sorry, guys.
Me and Kyle are both film majors. And we just had some visitors outside the studio. We're both film majors. I'm an engineering double major, and he's a music double major.
Because, you know, who needs jobs?
Yeah, Kyle doesn't really want a job. And, I mean, I guess I have a good backup plan, but that's about it.
And then I have an Italian studies minor going now, so it's going to be a great time.
I might try to get a math minor.
Well, no.
Because, see, I actually passed Calc 3. It's that okay. That class is deep. Hard.
No, it's not. To be honest, it's not the topics. I like my professor as a person. I didn't understand his teaching style, which is not his fault, but I didn't get it. But now that I'm a fan of Italian studies, you know, thing, I get to go to Italy next year and go to the Roman International Film Festival.
So hey, I'm very jealous.
It's going to be good. All times.
Right. So, I'm not sure if that's somebody knocking. Oh, well. So we told you to play some Bryan Adams, but there's kind of a twist to that. We're going to be playing... Wow, I think the mics are... No, the mics are in a good spot. We're going to be playing a remix by The White Panda.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Remix of what song?
Of Summer of 69.
I assumed it was going to be Summer of 69.
Of course. I don't only know one Bryan Adams song. I know. Oh, I'm heathen.
Oof. I'm sure you know Heaven.
Probably not. Are we getting a knock?
I don't know what that sound is.
All right. Seeing things. Ghosts. Life. All right, so next song is a White Panda remix of it's called A Million Swedish Summers. It is Swedish House Mafia and Summer 69 by Bryan Adams.
That's pretty cool.
Because, you know, we haven't played EDM yet on the show, and EDM was kind of the start of Cranberry Juice Cocktail. So here we go.
Did we get a drink, Cranberry Juice Cocktails?
No, we don't.
Damn it.
Jimmy quit, Jody got married,
Well, there you go. A Million Swedish Summers by The White Panda. Well, what did you think?
I've never heard that remix before, and I actually enjoyed it. I'm not a big fan of EDM stuff, because I'm a very classic fan. And
he is a classic fan.
I was playing a ton of instruments. I'm a fan of
music with real instruments in it.
But that was a great time.
I love Swedish House Mafia.
I'm jumping up and down here.
Yeah.
Actually, to be honest, I am, before I became a classic rock fan, I was a fan of Swedish House Mafia.
They're good.
They're good. They're one of my more English is eluding me, right? I like him more than most, guys.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Kyle speaks English. Take two. All right. Up next is from, we told you we were going to play some Sing Street. So we're going to throw on one of my favorite Sing Street songs, Drive It Like You Stole It. It comes in a great point in the movie. I don't want to spoil it because it's, in my mind, the best movie of this year.
So I'm going to be, so far, it's one of my, yeah, one of my top movies of this year. Yeah.
It's really good.
You should go see it. Everyone see it.
It's already out of theaters.
Yeah, I know.
Rent it.
That's what I meant by see it.
Yeah. See it. See it before the year ends. I don't think it's going to get any, like, it's going to suck because it's not going to get any Oscar.
No. Could be nominated for.
But it's like, it's not the right kind of movie to get nominated. Like, I just saw Arrival. I was going to talk about it on Animatronic Dinosaurs, but that never happened. And, like, Arrival is not as good as Sing Street. It's nowhere near as good as Sing Street. But it's an Oscar-baity movie.
It's true.
It's a really Oscar-baity movie.
To be honest, with Sing Street, it's not one of those anti-Oscar movies, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not the movie that's, like, trying not to get an Oscar.
Yeah.
It could.
It's just really, really good.
But it could.
It's just like Green Room probably won't get on. All right, I'll say that for... I need to have you on. I need to have you on Animatronic Dinosaurs.
That'd be a good time.
Anyways, Drive It Like You Stole It. Here we go. Ooh.
Can't stand the way that I walked out from the wreckage. Can't
Well, like that song a lot.
It really is a great song for that movie. And you're right. It comes with one of the best points.
We're going to do a quick segue and just jump directly into another song from Sing Street. Let's go with... I love this song. This is the song I think that like the movie is like known for. I hope this... You know what the Oscar could go with this show? Best original score.
That's what I was thinking.
Best original song.
It could definitely go.
Yeah. I hands down should win. I haven't heard a score yet this... Conjuring score was really good, but that's nowhere near.
There are some great scores, but this sort of movie wouldn't get best original score. It could get best original song.
Right? Yeah, like I could see Up. Well, oh, wow, I just spoiled it. We're gonna play Up from Sing Street, but I think this is like quality for best original song, and I think that it would work for them to actually do it. So I hope this wins because it's really good.
Circles around my head. I hitch a ride on a dream she's driving. She turns to kiss me. I crash back into bed. Across the street on a grayed out Monday, I see the girl with the eyes I can't describe. And suddenly it's a perfect Sunday, and everything is more real than life. I think I'm back in the dream. I'm back on the ceiling. It's such a beautiful feeling. Going up, she lights me up. She breaks me up. She lets me up. You find a mystery bound in perfection. You've got to read, but you don't. And this reality's just pretend. And then I'm back in a dream. I'm looking up at the ceiling. It's such a beautiful feeling.
That was Up from Sing Street.
It's a great song. I mean, really, this is just going back to the conversation we had before of a song, but that should be Up and win.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what's out so far.
It's so good.
It hits me right in the feels. I don't even know why.
It's in the place, where it's placed in the movie is fantastic.
Yeah. It's just an uplifting song. I'm a fan. And unfortunately, we only have 6 minutes left.
We do, which means sad. Two more songs.
Two more, yes. That is the magic number. Coming up next, you guys, I'm not going to waste any time, so we have time to fit two more in, is a great song. It's about the Kinks. It's called Do It Again.
Let's do it.
Now we're back where we started.
Well, that was a good song. So hate to do this to you guys, but we're gonna have to wrap the show up now. This last, thank you guys for listening. We've been Cranberry Juice Cocktail with Ali Rosen and
Kyle Street.
And this, if you guys haven't already, please like us on Facebook. We don't really use the Twitter feed anymore. I'm sorry, we're not gonna be that social.
Just so you know,
if you guys want to listen to old episodes of the show, they are on www.wjrh.org. If you guys, make sure you guys tune in next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on that same exact website to listen to me and Kyle talk about stuff and listen to good music.
And just so you know, because we messed up. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And we gave
you. Yeah, we already gave your names, but.
It's all good.
Yeah, no, I whatever. All right, this last song is Run by Tiggs the Author.
Boom.
But they made me stronger. You can call me runner. Freedom is power. Every time I let loose, I get the situations. I'm sorry, Miss Officer. Don't take me to the station. Run, 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 run. Always caught up in the middle. Put my head inside a pillow till I'm feeling like bum 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 bum. Check you out, head up in the clouds. Nothing in this life is ever bringing me down. She said, don't you ever
run from my love, but you still run.
Stage and makes them say, and I'm the one that's traveling the world, it's no vacay. I'm so unique, don't you see? Ocean deep, flow so sweet, and it's edible, I'm so incredible, incredible.